Hello everyone and welcome to our next episode. Today our topic is the crisis, diplomatic crisis between Azerbaijan and Iran. And it's great pleasure to welcome our guest, Fuad Shahbazov.
He's a Baku-based policy analyst. He holds several master's degrees and his recent one is from the degree in defense and diplomacy from the University of Durham. His expertise area covers regional security, energy diplomacy and defense-related issues.
Fuad, thank you so much for joining our podcast. It's a great pleasure and honor to having you here today. And I would like to take the opportunity to ask the first question as usual. So Fuad, can you please tell us what is going on between Iran and Azerbaijan right now? Why there is currently a diplomatic crisis between these two countries?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join your podcast series. Coming to your question, what is happening between Iran and Azerbaijan at this stage is a logical continuation of the events which started since 2021, shortly after the Second Karabakh War, which is concluded with a Russian brokered November ceasefire agreement in 2020 in November 9. So, with the conclusion of the war, the Second Karabakh War, of course, the geopolitical balance of power in the South Caucasus region has significantly shifted. And guess this shift was not in favor of Iran, because for nearly three decades since the Soviet Union just tore apart, there was explicitly a status quo in the South Caucasus region which favored Iran, Russia, to some extent Turkey and Armenia as well, because the balance of power was strictly in favor of Russia, with a regional country and as a key country and key stakeholder in all regional conflicts, including Karabakh conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan, and with Iran, which maintained some limited influence over the South Caucasus region, unlike Russia, because Iran's influence over Azerbaijan has strictly been based on religious soft power, because Azerbaijan and Iran share the same madhab of Islam, which we call the Shia Muslim country. And Iran's main strategy of soft power has been based on Shia solidarity with Muslim Azerbaijan, or was extensively with a part of a religious part of Azerbaijan society, because Azerbaijan has long been maintaining the secular tradition of state. In this regard, what is happening now is Iran, just after the war, just shortly after the war, Iran was absent from the peace negotiations or from ceasefire negotiations between Armenia and Azerbaijan. And then Iran quickly became a bystander in the process of peace negotiations between Armenia and Azerbaijan, mediated by Russia, then somehow by Turkey, and very recently by the West, namely by the European Union and the United States. So Iran just failed to secure a place behind the negotiations table, which kind of resulted in diminishing Iran's limited influence and Azerbaijan's shifted foreign policy, because for many years, Azerbaijan, Iran, despite being at odds regarding on some political issues, they managed to establish a pragmatic partnership, economic partnership between two states. This is mainly about regional integration projects, the regional infrastructure projects such as railway connections, highways, and increase of trade turnover. But this pragmatic economic partnership seemed to be insufficient to regulate all political debates between Baku and Tehran. So what we are witnessing now is nothing but renewed political debates, tensions between Iran and Azerbaijan regarding Iran's renewed fears that rising influence of Turkey and then its arch rival Israel in the South Caucasus region will be the turning point, will be the milestone for fencing off Iran from the South Caucasus region.
So basically,
for a very long time.
We can say that after the Second Karabakh War, Iranian regional foreign policy is neglected and decreased by other let's say, the country, especially by Azerbaijan. And as a result, it created a frustration that Iran is not, let's say, part of neither peace negotiation nor the ceasefire agreement, also the some regional projects, kind of losing its regional position. That's one of the reasons we could say this.
Yes, this is exactly the same point. And similarly, like Iran appeared to, after shifting power balance in this region, Iran just apprehended that it has no real mechanisms of influence or any tools, available tools to oppress Azerbaijan or kind of oppress, prevent Turkish and Israeli influence from slightly entering this region. So what came instead, Iran just quickly turned to a coercively intimidation strategy to intimidate Azerbaijan to stop partnership with Israel, Turkey, kind of. But of greater concern of Iran, this strategy just backfired, because unlike in 90s, compared to the political and economically unstable Azerbaijan, which had not been in position to resist Iranian influence, like much more stronger and more densely populated Iran, the modern Azerbaijan was a small pragmatic foreign policy, is maintaining partnership with the regional states and beyond the states, including the Western countries, including Israel, and including its natural ally, Turkey. Mm-hmm. So when this intimidation strategy backfired, Iran, instead of, let's say, getting in touch with Azerbaijan through diplomatic channels to seek a de-escalation with its neighbor, it just gradually increased the policy of threats. And these threats, both from Iranian bureaucrats and from Iranian strongmen, like by strongmen I mean defense figures, military figures, like the commander-in-chief of land forces, chief of Iranian general staff, and others. So here's the question emerges: what are the motivation, like driven force of Iran behind this intimidation strategy? This is, of course, kind of ungrounded accusations toward Azerbaijan, that Azerbaijan is trying to bring Israel closer to this region, closer to the Iranian borders, and allowing Israeli intelligence unit, intelligence forces, to monitor Iranian borders, gather some more data and more information regarding Iran's activities, and that was accusation that Azerbaijan has been facing for many years, I would say. But at the same time, this was a claim that has been made by Iran for many years, and with Iran failing to present a credible evidence of Israeli intelligence units to be stationed in Azerbaijani soil and strictly monitoring Iranian territories.
So Israeli-Azerbaijani relations is also another, let's say, external factors for this. But Tom has another question for maybe internal dimensions. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I was wondering, because there's also a large Azeri-Azerbaijani population inside of Iran, right? And I remember reading when the war broke out, the 2020 war, and there's a lot of people protesting inside Iran as well. I was wondering, to what extent do the internal dynamics in Iran also play a role in this, right? Because maybe because of the population inside Iran, Iran is scared of Azerbaijan. Or how do you see this?
So this was another triggering point of Iranian Islamist regime, because there's pretty much a sizable Azerbaijani ethnic minority in the northern part of Iran, and of course academic sources fail to agree on a common number how many ethnic Azerbaijanis living in Iran, because there has never been an official data of ethnic minorities living in Iran, but estimates vary between 10-15 million, but unofficially it says like around 30 million. Iran has always been fearing the point of ethnic Azerbaijanis, and has been fearing about a potential separatism movement inside of Iran, because since those Azerbaijanis living in geographical proximity was as a Republic of Azerbaijan, and there has always been, Iran has been cautious that Azerbaijan could inflame ethnic tensions in northern part of Iran just to gather momentum or to gather more benefits, more dividends from shaking Iran within. But this is also kind of very arguable point, because a country with a 10 million population is barely able to initiate a separatism movement within the country of more than 80 million people. And given the fact that the Iranian Islamist regime has pretty much a long story of existing under tough conditions, this is quite arguable that to what extent Azerbaijan, the Republic of Azerbaijan, is able to start a large-scale separatism movement or tensions within Iran. But you're correct that during the Karabakh War, many Azerbaijanis in Iran took streets in opposing the Islamist regime's attitude towards Azerbaijan and its for its staunchly pro-Armenian position, demanding the local government to shut down the border with Armenia in an attempt to prevent the transfer of arms, Russian-made arms to Armenia, to be likely used against Azerbaijan during the operation in Karabakh.
All right. And one question to follow this up. Right now we have had the internal dimensions, but what about the regional dimensions? So one thing I was also wondering about is we know that the nuclear deal has not been extended, but do you think that if this nuclear deal would have been in place, that Iran would have had a stronger position, right, to negotiate in this? Or do you think that that doesn't really matter?
Okay, if to speak more pragmatically or a little bit, Azerbaijan is not happy with the nuclear negotiations with Iran by the West, because sanctioned Iran is more favorable for Azerbaijan.
Like with
Israel. Sanctioned Iran means weak economically and politically unstable Iran with limited abilities to reach out to region or to pursue a kind of another destructive policy in this region, because we already know that how Iran's long-term hybrid or proxy warfare strategy affected the Middle East and the Gulf region. Examples are clear, like it's in Yemen, it's in Syria, it's in Lebanon, now it's in Gaza sector against Israel, and more recently it's in Afghanistan. So Iran with limited abilities, like economic and political and military abilities, of course, it strictly is in Azerbaijan interest, but Azerbaijan has never publicly spoke about this issue, given the diplomatic etiquette and the cooperation with Iran on a matter of issues. But still, nuclear deals being stuck or with the Western countries for now is a kind of milestone for Azerbaijan foreign policy, because Azerbaijan is pretty much aware of the fact that with nuclear deal being signed with the United States or with the European Union, would allow or would give Iran more maneuvering space in terms of diplomacy, in terms of regional security dynamics. So what is happening, although I think the nuclear agreement is unlikely for now, because given Iran's close assistance to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine and on other number of issues, I think Azerbaijan just also cautiously watching how the process would end and how what would be the implications of such a deal for the region's security interests.
And another question regarding the Ukrainian war and then how Iranian drones are used in the Ukrainian war to hit Kiev and to hit other Ukrainian cities, because recently also Iran provided Russia with a lot of ammunition and drones, for which is against the Western interest as well, as you said. I'm wondering whether another project is the middle corridor here, because Azerbaijan, after the Karabakh war, is advertising and actively, together with Turkey, trying to convince the Central Asian states and also China to bypass Iran and then to build and support the middle corridor, which is going through Caspian Sea to Azerbaijan and from there to Europe. Do you think that's also another project that irritates Iran overall?
Yeah, I mean, Iran's being irritated by any project that underestimates its participation or its involvement in the project. And Iran being excluded from the Middle Corridor is nothing but also a political move, because after the war, Azerbaijan's priority, like foreign policy priority, is to give a clear message to other countries that Azerbaijan is a safe and stable country, which can be a key linking country and transit hub of Central Asia, China to Europe. Because prior to the Second Karabakh War, there has always been kind of a concern that the possible active military operations or full-scale war within Azerbaijani territories could affect the flow of cargo, flow of energy volumes through this territory to Turkey and to Europe. But after the war, Azerbaijan set a priority to promote itself as a country without the possibility of being dragged into a full-scale war, because the problem is solved now. Azerbaijan controls the situation on the ground. Azerbaijan controls its borders, especially borders with Iran after the three decades. And actively promoting the Middle Corridor should not come as a surprise, because Azerbaijan's aim to use its potential of being a transit hub and bringing China and Central Asia countries closer to the Caspian Basin, providing a suitable pathway for Turkey, which is culturally and historically and linguistically bound with these countries, providing a safe pathway to Turkey to reach out the Central Asian region and gradually decreasing or challenging Russia in this region, because this region has always historically been a geopolitical backyard of Russia since the collapse of the Soviet Union. But now the situation is changing in the light of Russia's waning influence in Central Asia and South Caucasus region.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Fuad, for this interesting input. It was really great to know the reasons and the causes behind this diplomatic crisis between Iran and Azerbaijan. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to us. And please follow us other podcast websites and stay tuned. Thanks a lot and have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.